More messages coming in about the encampment. Rose says, I can't understand how it's allowed for this parking on the Curragh. Remember a few years ago, anyone who parked on the Curragh was told to go when the military police came and moved you on. So where are they now? And another message, a listener says, the encampment has been going on for years, and more people, the army, need to be brought in like they were for the protests, the fuel protests last week. We understand a lot of people are frustrated about the Curragh. I think we are as well, because it just seems it's a recurring issue that no actual solution is being brought forward. And joining me on the line now is Fianna Fáil councillor Suzanne Doyle from Kildare Newbridge. Suzanne, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the Kildare Today show this morning, looking at the Curragh camp.
Yeah, hi Hannah. Look, all I can say is I share those frustrations. I visited camps on the Curragh. I mean, when you think about it, the number of agencies, but I suppose to where are we at? The reality is, to move encampments on the Curragh takes court order. The legal owners of the Curragh are the Department of Defence. So what happens is they go to court, get an order, which I understand is happening. There's a period of time that you have to wait. You serve it. If they don't move, then you can go in and act. And normally what happens is that's a coordinated way that you'd have both the army, the guards, and the rangers come in together. Not so much the army, but the rangers, because they're who are charged to manage it. But you don't, I mean, there's two rangers, they don't have the capacity to do that. Now, we are very early in the year, because normally the children are still at school. You don't see this happening until after school holidays. So I think there's a sense now, and this is only Suzanne speaking, that the court order has been sought, but they don't want to act on it because they'll have to go and get another court order. They're expecting more people. They have moved them because people will notice they've moved from Moore's Bridge over towards Kevin Prendergast, Friarstown. Mm. And that, again, is another legal way that these people know how to use the system. And they certainly know how to abuse the system. And people reasonably make reference to, if I landed out in the Curragh, because most people, if they're approached to say, you can't be here, move on, they comply and cooperate. But that is not what's happening here. So I would suggest there's a need for change in legislation to give laws of confiscation to strengthen the penalties for misbehaving, because these are commercial activities that are going on. The other thing I would say, I'd appeal to people, do not, you know, engage the random man with the van, because you can see there's logos on the sides of all of these vans. They're going into people's houses or commercial businesses, and they may be giving good rates, but they're not disposing of the rubbish correctly. In fact, it's all littered so over the Curragh. So when you consider the costs associated, they're phenomenal. But at a bigger level, we conducted a report on the Curragh some time ago, and it was probably one of the best engagements we got from the public in terms of public interest, thousands of people. And that report went to government. As I understand it from my colleague Sean O'Friel, imminently they are looking at moving the responsibilities of the Curragh to a different department, because the work of defence is not appropriate in terms of expertise. It's something like managing the Phoenix Park at this stage. Mm. So I think the suggested department is the National Parks and Wildlife, which would be more appropriate to managing how the Curragh is used.
Suzanne, you said it was imminent that switchover would be made from the Defence Forces, or the Department of Defence, apologies. But what is imminent? Does that even apply anymore? Because this has been discussions for years now.
Yeah, I suppose the movement to a different department has been within the last year. Prior to that, it was a case of, would it go to OPW? I think OPW were in the mix, but from what, and I can only say, I'm a councillor. It's way beyond my pay grade, but this is what has been reported to me. When governments move departments, etc., I suppose it's work in the background to say who logistically is going to do what. What is the plan of action? And indeed, when that move happens, there's so many vested interest in the Curragh in terms of different land use owners. So I suppose we're discussing how to navigate that, because that engagement is going to be critical, because it will come with a whole new raft of management approaches, and we have to factor into that the public, the conservation of the space itself. But to where we are at the moment, I just want to acknowledge, as a small business person in Kildare Town, acknowledge on behalf of the agri sector, the equine sector, you know, the cumulative impact of what's going on is incredible. And this is a small level towards, so we're sitting here anticipating more, and they seem to act with impunity. And I just look at, I'm not coming on with the solutions. I just want to come on and acknowledge the frustration. I share it. Personally, I would have a drone up over the Curragh every 2 hours. I think that would solve the problem practically. The army have drones. There's no reason why it wouldn't be good practice for them to go out and run them every 2 hours. I suspect surveillance wouldn't be something that the current residents would like to see. So I think we could act smarter, and I'm disappointed that we're not. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of passing the hot potato, but ultimately the Department of Defence are the people who are responsible. One might suggest that they're aware that there's a movement afoot and they're not as invested as they have been in the past. But I'm only surmising that, and it may be an unfair criticism, but I share the frustrations. I see there's businesses in Kildare Town that have rang me to say, listen, we're going to have to close our doors. We can't sustain this level of pressure. And in fairness to the guards, they are doing their best. I see them out there regularly. They can only act with the court order from the people who own the property. And we don't have the type of resources to man the activity that's going on at the moment.
Is that the council, Kildare County Council, don't have the resources?
No, the guards don't have the level of manpower that would be required for the level of activity that's going on.
Is there any way for Kildare County Council to get more power from this, or is it really down to the defence forces at the moment?
It is, because ultimately it was on the cards that in the consultation it was looked at who were the relevant bodies that might take over the responsibility, and Kildare County Council were in that mix. And look at, that is not our area of expertise. So not that we stepped out, but we did consider it and it was looked at, but you have to look at who can deliver the optimum. And I suppose we were looking at places like the National Parks down in Kerry. Not that we were, government were, I should say. The Phoenix Park. And I think they're the most relevant if you look at where's an equivalency to this facility. And they're it. And they're managed by National Parks and Wildlife.
KFM contacted the Department of Defence, who replied to us yesterday saying that a request for a statement has been forwarded to the Department of Defence press office, who would be responsible for queries under the issues KFM has outlined. That is the only response we have received from the department. We also contacted Fianna Fáil Senator Fiona O'Loughlin, who we have spoken to in the past in relation to the Curragh, just letting listeners know of what KFM has been doing. And we have not received a response from Senator Fiona O'Loughlin either. Ultimately, and messages are coming in of people expressing their frustration. One listener has said that they are tired of excuses from TDs and councillors about the current situation on the Curragh camp. Would that be fair to say that there are just excuses being given by the local authority and TDs now?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I share those frustrations. And I know I'm a councillor, and I just supposed to make it clear we don't have the authority. I'll be honest with people. I'm as much pest repair as you are, and to push things along. In fairness to Fiona, she's probably waiting for the same response from the Department of Defence, because that's where it lies. I mean, I don't think it's reasonable. They certainly have plenty of practice in dealing with this issue. I just would like to see them use ingenuity. That I sometimes think we have to act smart. If people are making an ass of the law, there are other methods by acting intelligently. And that's why I would stress on issues like the drone. I certainly think we need to bring in cab, because there's commercial activities going out there that have to be accountable for. And if there's children out in those caravans that are not attending school, there are other agencies of the law that can be brought to bear to say, I'm sorry, why aren't the children in school? Now, I know that may seem harsh, but we have to look at effective ways to counteract this issue, because it's costing a fortune.
Reading now, and Sean O'Friel, Kildare South TD, put out on Facebook on Tuesday saying that a court order has been secured and a notice has been served for the illegal encampments to depart. But he did say that what we need now is a permanent solution. Suzanne, I'm not sure if you have been speaking to him since that court order has been secured, but is there actually any move as to resolving this issue, or is this something that, again, we're going to be getting texts in about during the summer months when everyone is off?
Well, no, look, the reality is that court order has been sought. What happens is the Gaelic Conservative, if they don't move within a certain number of days, then they can go out and, well, if technically arrest them. So traditionally what happens, within that time frame, they do move. But we have to follow the letter of the law. We can't do anything other than that. They're very familiar with the law. So we will do that. They will move. And next thing, maybe in 6 or 8 weeks or 3 weeks or 2 weeks or 2 days, there'll be another encampment of different people. Last year, there was people from France. And a court order will have to be sought because, from what I understand, last year they were using an historic court order, but the people who were named on it weren't the people who were there. So they said to do it correctly, they'd have to go back. So they'll go back into court. I mean, that's not an efficient system. That's why I say the deterrence should be, if there's people who are habitually flaunting the law, if I drive my car without insurance or tax and the guards pull me up, they can confiscate the car. So I do think we need legislative change for issues like this because it's just not efficient and it's not effective.
Suzanne, thank you for joining us on the Kildare Today Show this morning. That is Fianna Fáil councillor on the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, Suzanne.